Good morning, church. I would first like to give thanks to God, who is the master of my life and keeps me going daily, and Pastor Stacy for being so kind to have me speak today, and for Barbara Smith and the United Methodist women, who I adore, for inviting me today. I bring you greetings from my home church, which is Scott United Methodist Church in Pasadena, California. Who is the pastor there is Reverend James E. Stevenson. And it is great to be an honor to be here. And I hope what God has put on my heart to share with you will be a blessing to you as well. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with this congregation the message that you have put on my heart to share. And may they see and hear less of me and more of you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As Barbara just read in Paul, where he tells us what the fruits of the Spirit are. And she read it about the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and self-control. And once we become children of the living God, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And at the same time, we receive the fruits of the Spirit. This is different from the spiritual gifts, where we have at least one. All the fruits of the Spirit, you have them all. But we need to realize them, and you need to activate them. The fruit of the Spirit is one of the two channels through which God releases power in believers. Whenever and wherever fruit is produced, God's power is manifested. This power, as expressed through the fruit of the Spirit, enables us to be his witnesses throughout the world. And in these three ways, these I will talk about today. It attracts new believers to Jesus Christ. It enables the members of the body to work in harmony together. And it protects believers from destructive temptations of sins. First, let's talk about how we can attract non-believers. Nothing makes the kingdom of God more attractive to unbelievers than believers whose lives are characterized by the fruit of the Spirit. On the other hand, nothing is a greater stumbling block for the non-Christians than believers whose lives are characterized by the deeds of the flesh, especially fleshly Christians, who always are talking about Jesus, telling us what non-Christians, what they should do, and what Jesus said, and what Jesus didn't say. But what Jesus really did say was, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And that's Matthew 5:16. The fruits of the Spirit are the most effective evangelistic tool we have. Nothing is more powerful than a life characterized by the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Don't you love those kinds of people? The most powerful sermon in the world can't match the power of the fruit-filled life. Why? Because unbelievers are not nearly as impressed by what you say as to how you act, especially under pressure. If you don't think so, they are not paying attention. Just let out a string of profanity and watch their reaction. If it had been one of them, They might have not paid attention at all. But us, they said, you're supposed to be a Christian. And Christians don't talk like that, do they? At least unbelievers don't think so. Our light is not primarily in the words we say. It is in the life we live. A life filled with the fruit of the Spirit is the most powerful sermon anyone can preach. It is a sermon that leaves critics dumbfounded. But the world, such as ours, a Spirit-filled life is sort of rare. It doesn't make sense. It forces people to ask the all-important questions of the wise. Why don't you go to the clubs like the rest of us and like you used to? Why don't you fool around like you used to do anyway? What make you such a goody two-shoe? Why didn't you get at him for what he did to you? Why don't you sue those people for what they did to you? And why aren't you just mad? And so on. You get the picture, and you've seen these people. The life characterized by the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit, cannot help but being noticed. It stands out like a candle in a dark room. It draws attention. It makes some people a little uncomfortable. And others, it makes downright mad. What's wrong? There will always be a handful who will say, there's something different about you. There will always be a handful to say that, and that's because the Holy Spirit is in action producing fruit, and they will notice it, and they will sort of look at you, but they see it, so that's a good thing when they do. In Jesus' farewell speech before he left the disciples, he spoke to them in Acts 1:8, and he said, I'm leaving you, and he'd been with them 3 years, but when I go to heaven to my Father, paraphrasing, but I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will live within you and will give you all the power that you need so that you can go out into the world and spread the word of the gospel to the people in Judea and Samaria, Jerusalem, and to the ends of the world. That same commission is given to each believer and has the Holy Spirit within them now. We are those people. Today, our world separates, desperately needs to see men and women whose lives transcend the norm. The world needs to see husbands and wives that really love each other. The world needs to see Christian businessmen and businesswomen who put honesty before profit and integrity ahead of a paycheck. Our world needs to see some real fruits, ladies and gentlemen, the kind that remains. If that is what the world needs to see, the Holy Spirit needs will bring them out in producing them through us. This is what it means by witnessing. Showing that channel of giving, showing the people that you see in the streets, in the workplace, wherever, that you have the fruits of the Spirit. Whereas the gifts of the Spirit are for building the body, the fruit of the Spirit is the fragrance that invites non-believers to become members of the body. The second way in which a fruit of the Spirit serves as a channel for the Holy Spirit's power, the fruit of the Spirit provides relational qualities necessary to enable members of the body to work together successfully. The body of Christ is one big bundle of relationships. It's made up of all sorts of people who are expected to work together to accomplish the purposes of the church. For this to take place, there must be fruit. In this sense, the fruit of the Spirit functions like an oil in an engine. Without the oil, the engine will slowly die, and so will the car stop. When believers who are walking not in the Holy Spirit, when you come together, you carry on the work of the church, it is also like the engine without oil. They will have the right parts, the gifts, but no oil. There's going to be friction. Eventually, there will be a breakdown, just like the car, and we call them church splits. They don't agree. On the other hand, when a group of Spirit-filled believers get together, there's a supernatural dynamics. The whole is significantly greater than the sum of its parts. Things happen that have no human explanation. You can walk in their midst and you feel excitement and you feel anticipation. You think, I want to belong to this group. It is the power of God. And it is then being released as a result of their willingness to allow the fruits bearing to live out within them. Our God loves to draw attention to fruit-bearing believers. Why? Because when men see fruit, they glorify our Father in heaven. So when someone comes in and they see that glorified that you're doing, they say, I want some of that. That's a good thing. It's not bad. The third way that the fruit of the Spirit serves as a channel for the Holy Spirit's power is when you and I allow the Holy Spirit to produce in us the rare virtues of faithfulness and self-control. And this time I have to confess, of all the 9 qualities, self-control is one I have to work on and pray a lot. Because sometimes I think self-control means me. And I will have to be self-controlled. But what it really means is when I rely on God to help me to have self-control. Because self is not going to control self. Self really needs God for that part of it. So whenever we're stressed about anything, any of those 9 virtues, just ask God, they're inside of each one of us. And give me more patience. And I asked every day in my prayer in the morning, give me patience, give me wisdom on whatever I have to do that day. Because I need God to release, you know, it's like a releasing thing. You know, it's there, it's here, but I want him to release it out to me. And he will. He will give you the patience when you need it, when you're going about your business day. He will give you the self-control that you need when that car ran in front of you. He will give it all to you. He will give you the joy. He will give you the peace. He will give you the love that you can love someone that in all circumstances, it doesn't make sense. You don't really like him, but you say, oh, okay, but I love him. So that's what God gives us in these. Because we are not able to do it on our own. And victory comes when I focus on not becoming so self-controlled, but on the fruit of the Spirit. It is then and only then that I will shine before people and they will see what I'm about. And they say, how do you do it? Especially when you're stressful. You say, it's not me, it's only God. Because the real me, you don't want to see. But with God, I'm a little bit different. The Holy Spirit wants to make you and I effective witnesses for Christ. He is more than willing to manifest his power through us to do so. But 2 things need to happen. We need to believe that he's going to do it. We have to trust in the Holy Spirit. We have to trust that we have those gifts within us. We have to trust that the fruit will come out. And when you do this, the Holy Spirit works through our fruit. We must have some work to do when we don't, so we work at it. It's not something that's come automatically. It's something that you have to humble yourself enough to say, I can't do it without God. You will catch yourself once you have it talking to people that you wouldn't normally talk to and really enjoying their company once you get to know them. And you will walk through doors, and like I came to Torrance, I'd never been to Torrance, and I walked through doors and saw Taste Stacy, and I didn't realize who she was here, and once I saw her, I knew her from another group I'm in, and that's God going before you, because I'd asked him to go before me. And so he follows you before you get there, and he puts people in your way that what seems strange is not strange anymore. You see somebody, a familiar face, and it sort of help you, and you just say, thank you, God, for doing that. And it will happen to each one of you. When you think you're doing something that you don't normally do, ask God, and he will give you the strength. And all of those qualities will come out. You will love. You will have patience. You will care for people. You will say yes to things that you didn't think you would say yes to, and it will carry through. And to know that these are things you have within you. And so all you have to do, it's like a gift. It's like she was talking about the time and the day. You have them all the time. And God is waiting for you to ask. And all you have to do is ask. And once you ask, he said, that a girl, I got you. And that's when it's good. And that's what God wants from each of us, to realize that within you, he left something. He had to leave so that the Holy Spirit would be in the form of God in everyone at all times. And you can pull on it. You can ask him. And he's there waiting to help you at all times. And so when you demonstrate that to others, they will be in awe of you. They will say, how do you do it? And you say, it's God. He helps me through it. And how does he do it? He's helped me through so many things that I should be wallowing, and I don't. And they say, how? And I say, it's God, it's not me. Because if you want the real me, you don't want that. But what you want is me utilizing the fruits that God has given me. And I try to use them so that he would be pleased with me. And he will be pleased with each one of you. He wants to do that for each of you. So if I leave you with anything, I leave you with that gift that you have. And all I'm saying for you is to use that gift that you have and accept him and use him and need him in any place and anywhere. He will be there for you. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Father God, for delivering the message that you have put on my heart today. May each person within the sound of my voice feel that they have the Holy Spirit within them. And you will help them with whatever they want to do in their lives. And that includes me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.